The House tonight just passed a bill that would create a pathway to citizenship for millions of dreamers, undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, with bipartisan support. And as with so many other measures, it does face an uphill battle in the Senate. But a group of 20 senators, half of them Democrats, half Republicans, are trying to change all that.
In short, they've got the tough job of saving the Senate from itself, as progressive members push to remove the filibuster that's currently requires 60 votes to pass legislation. Dimitri talks about this gang of 20 with Politico congressional correspondent Burgess Everts.
Basically, they're trying to provide a framework for not having to blow everything up, because right now we don't really see a clear path to getting Republican support on a lot of President Biden and Democrats' priorities: minimum wage, immigration, infrastructure. These are some of the top line items. And then you also have voting rights that really have no chance at getting 60 votes. And so I think what this group is trying to do, there's 10 Republicans and 10 Democratic caucus members, is demonstrate that, hey, maybe this doesn't need to be gridlock on everything, and that we can demonstrate that we can get 60 votes for certain proposals, and that the entire fabric of the Senate doesn't need to be blown up. Because parallel to this, liberal activists are already saying none of what we want to do can pass the Senate as long as Republicans have to put up 10 votes for everything and can block everything we want to do. And so these two things are happening on parallel tracks, and it remains to be seen who's going to win out in a 50-50 Senate.
Could we talk about a few names on this list of bipartisan people? Is Mitt Romney there? Is John Tester there? And maybe some other names that we're not as used to seeing when it comes to this reaching across the aisle.
You'd see Romney and Susan Collins are sort of, I would say, probably the most prominent Republicans, along with Lisa Murkowski. But then you also have some more sort of establishment members of the GOP, like Tom Tillis from North Carolina or Mike Rounds from South Dakota. They seem like they want deals on the Democratic side, like Joe Manchin is in the group, John Tester is in the group, Kyrsten Sinema's in the group. These are all folks that you're going to hear about a lot, because they're the moderates and the swing votes in the caucus. But then you also have the two senators from New Hampshire, Jean Shaheen and Maggie Hassan, and people like Dick Durbin, the majority whip, who's a fairly liberal member of the Democratic caucus. So it's a big ideological mix. And so I've been refraining from calling them moderates, because I don't think that accurately describes everyone that's in there. But the folks that are in there do want to see the Senate at work, and they do want to see deals cut.
What about the other side of it, though? And you've already touched on this briefly. Progressives who say, you know, the filibuster be damned. We have to do our agenda now, and we've got to pass these big things now. How loud are those voices, and could we see the filibuster go away?
Yeah, I mean, they're very loud, especially, you know, they often get sort of ahead of the politics of the moment in the Senate. And we have two really hard no Democratic votes right now, Sinema and Manchin, against changing the filibuster, and Democrats only control 50 votes. And so you'd need all 50 of those senators to go along with Vice President Harris, to make any sort of rules change. So right now that's out of the picture. You know, you could paint a scenario, and this is probably where progressives would look, where Republicans filibuster a bunch of bills on the floor, starting with H.R. 1, but going on to infrastructure or immigration or gun background checks. And then this bipartisan group kind of flails and is unable to produce anything. And if so, those two scenarios happen, that gets you closer to filibuster reform. I'm not 100% sure that Manchin or Sinema will break at any point, and so this could spill over into the midterms, as in, if Democrats pick up a couple seats, the filibuster's in more danger.
If I could take us all the way back to George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and the Senate, supposed to be the saucer that cools the hot tea, different than the House, as you cover things year after year, do you see the Senate more resembling the rambunctiousness of the House, and if so, is that a huge problem?
You can use procedural tactics to gum everything up in the Senate, and the Senate has the added burden of having to confirm presidential nominees. And so when those nominees are slowed down, you know, as we are seeing right now, when it takes a day or two to do nomination votes, you know, that ends up going up a lot of legislation and all the things that the Senate's supposed to be doing. You can also filibuster, and this happens often. Both parties have done it, including Democrats when they were in the minority just last year, filibuster a bill like the Republicans' police reform bill before you even debate it. And so I think a lot of people would say that doesn't make a lot of sense to me to not even debate a bill, especially when you have another opportunity to block it at the end of the debate. So I do think that there's a lot of folks who have covered the Senate for a long time, who have been in the Senate for a long time, who recognize that things are not working. The question is, can you get a bipartisan agreement to make things work a little bit more smoothly, or does it become exactly like the House, where a majority can rule. I think even activists who want to change the filibuster realize that's not going to solve all their problems. The Senate still has all these weird rules that allow the minority to slow things down. But I think the bottom line, they don't want to see their biggest priorities slowed down at this moment of opportunity when Democrats finally control all the levers of the government.
Again, that's political congressional reporter Burgess Everett.